This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A government shutdown would have massive impacts on agriculture. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Friday is the deadline to get a government funding bill passed through Congress and to President Trump's desk to avoid a government shutdown. Emily Buckman, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the duration of a possible spending package is a big difference between Republicans and Democrats.
Over the weekend, the House released the text of a full year continuing resolution to keep the federal government funded beyond March 14th. This means that the government would continue to be funded for the most part on autopilot through September 30th, which is the end of the fiscal year. Generally speaking, Democrats would like to see a short-term CR that would allow for appropriators to continue negotiations on top-line fiscal year 25 spending numbers.
Congress and President Trump have a responsibility together to find a fiscally responsible solution.
If a funding bill is not passed by the end of the week, then the government will go into a shutdown. From our perspective, farmers want to feed people. They want to keep farming. They're counting on Congress to live up to its obligations, ensure that government programs, permits, and loans that farmers rely on are available. A shutdown is not good for anyone, and Congress should work together to pass legislation that ensures that there's some certainty moving forward.
What happens to farmers and ranchers if they don't pass a spending bill by the deadline? Buckman said there would be wide-ranging effects.
Farmers will not be able to take out loans, including mortgage loans and crop loans, which help them pay for expenses to grow next year's crops. A shutdown would impact disaster payments. It would halt new signups for several conservation programs. Again, a government shutdown is not beneficial to anyone, and we hope that Congress can come together and get a bill passed before the 14th hits.
For more information, visit fb.org. For this story and more, visit iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter to get our 5 daily ag news stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.